Jimbo Paris, and you are listening to the Jimbo Paris Show. Okay, what's up, guys? This is Jimbo Paris here. Welcome to the Jimbo Paris Show. So today we've got a special treat for you. Once again, it's our monthly meeting. And today we're going to be discussing some very successful people. And I'll be giving you my interpretation of a lot of the important things they've said. So let's get started with the first person.
You deserve the best. And what's beautiful about that is that it's whatever you decide is the best for you. You know, like if I really could, like, say, here, take this pill and become deserving, I would do it for everyone. I really would, because once you believe you deserve the best, you energetically pull towards you the thing that reflect what's best for you. But if you don't believe you deserve it, no matter how much you want it, it either can't come, or when it does, it's going to be fleeting, right? So my final thought for everyone watching is, like, get on the deservingness train. Remember, and you don't need to do anything to become deserving of the best. Like, literally, just because you're here, like, that's it. The only thing you need is to be alive. Because you're alive, it means you deserve the best. That's it.
You deserve the best. So this was a big point in Tasha Chen's life. So she not only said this approach, but she also preaches it very regularly. She dedicates her entire purpose, her entire life, to this motto of you deserve the best. And everyone here watching, anyone here watching me right now, you also deserve the best as well. The same way I deserve the best, everyone deserves the best. And even though I know you deserve the best, you may not believe in yourself that you deserve the best. Because it's one thing to want something. It's one thing to take action. You need to take action. Don't ever get that twisted. But you need to take action. But at the same time, know in your mind, know in this noggin right here, that you deserve whatever you want in life. And I'm going to add my own little thing to what Tasha Chen said. And because once you know you deserve the best, in a way, you also essentially show to yourself that you're not going to settle for anything. See, people that don't believe that they deserve the best, they tend to settle for things. When you know you deserve the best, you won't settle for those things anymore. Being accountable for doing the things that you need to do. And accountability is also a big one too. And it's actually right here. The Science of Getting Rich says the use of the will to think you know you should think and act how you should act. So it's basically willing to get what you want. And that's a big key. You need to believe in your heart that this is not only something you want. This is not only something that you need, but it's something you deserve out of your own life. I'll even give you a bit of a gist on how I incorporated this whole philosophy. When I first decided to start this show, when I first decided to start my business or really push hard and you know, even my outside life, I always told myself that I deserved whatever it was in life. As long as I worked hard for it and I made sacrifices in order to get that goal and I took accountability for the mistakes I've made and the successes I've made too, I always told myself that I deserved it. So again, great quote, but let me add my own twist to it. You also must take action as well. You also must sacrifice. And you also must understand that deserving something means that you can never settle for any less. That's the most important key.
I just like people to know that your dreams and what you want to do in life and what you want to be is never too late. And don't always remember to follow your passions. Because when I started doing that and living in my true purpose, God will always make a way. The universe will always make a way for you. And there's so much you know, a lot of hatred in the world, a lot of
self-hatred in the world. We judge ourselves too harshly sometimes. You know, with my final words, it has to be with love yourself a little more. As a nationality, we're not that far removed from slavery. And there's a lot of anger, justifiably so. Anger is a certain vibration. You got to understand and realize. They always say, oh, forgiveness for you, not for the other person.
And this is another big one too. You know, we need to bring positivity into our lives. So let me give you a bit of who Kimiana Jones Bay and Anne Jones Bay are. So they're both very successful people. They're entrepreneurs just like me, but they do something a bit different. So one of them is an engineer, the other one is a salon entrepreneur. And they both work in tandem to build this six-figure university. They own all kinds of salon shops, and they also run real estate. So if you think about it, they're doing a lot there. Imagine an entrepreneur and an engineer working together. Anything's possible. And, you know, while we could say success has a lot to do with grit and hard work, you also need to make sure you keep positivity in your life. And you have to have a dream. You have to have a vision, and you need to adjust accordingly to what that is. They had a dream. Their goal was to make that six figures. Their goal was to work together and run this high-end business as a team. And they accomplished it. And they saw through with it. By making Six Figure University, they automatically program your mind to have your own vision. When you join their website, you already know what you're going to do. You're going to envision that six figures. You're going to go for it, and you're going to get it. And again, sky's the limit. If you have a dream, if you have a vision, you need to adjust accordingly to it. And Kimiana really, really put this point down. She's a doer. If you don't do things, if you don't take action, you're never going to see those results come through. Yes, you need to believe that you deserve it, as was said before from Tasha, but you need to take action. And both of these people tend to have similar beliefs. You need to have a dream, you need to look forward, and you need to adjust accordingly to that dream. So again, two very successful entrepreneurs, and you know, they bring up a lot of important things too concerning, you know, the hate, the drama. A lot of times in life, we just need to take the past and we really just need to understand what happened, but then move forward. And I think that's one of the big keys to really being more positive in life, because holding on to negativity is never going to help you to move forward. You have to have a dream. And you have to have a vision, and you need to adjust accordingly to that. That's a very important thing, because that idea of adjusting accordingly, a lot of times to adjust accordingly to a dream or a vision, what do you need to do? You need to actually sacrifice. What have I sacrificed to run this show? Well, I'll tell you a lot. I work all the time. I practically just focus on this business 24/7. I juggle college on the side. I don't think I've gone to a party in the last 4 years. My last business failed. So again, I've taken some failures. I've sacrificed a lot. And keep in mind, I'm juggling college while doing this too. I've had to do a lot of different things. So again, sacrifice is important. You're not alone in this. No one is. But at the end of the day, it's up for me to take accountability and to continue moving forward. All of this is for a greater purpose and for a greater deed. Okay, so the same way we need to sacrifice in order to adjust accordingly, another part of adjusting accordingly is by being passionate, and that's grit. Grit is a combination of two things, passion and perseverance. Yes, perseverance is one thing, but passion's a big one. This is one thing that a lot of people are missing these days. Why do you think I am willing to sacrifice so much just for this Jimbo Parrish show? It's because I love it. It's because I'm actually passionate about it. You think I'd be able to go up to episode 78? Thank you. I'm on episode 78 now. So obviously I love what I'm doing. I'm not about to do 78 episodes of something that I absolutely despise. Okay? So again, this is the key. You really need to just move forward and adjust accordingly. And, you know, I do believe in God, and I think God has a way of just building this path for you, and you need to find it. But again, it's up to you to take that road, to take that call, and adjust accordingly by being passionate, making sacrifices, and knowing that you deserve it. So yeah, excellent quote.
Happiness is considered to be what's called a positive emotion. Now, I need to say there are no good or bad emotions. They're all adaptive. But there are so-called positive emotions and so-called negative emotions. And the idea here is positive emotions feel good. Negative emotions feel bad. That's called the hedonic quality of the emotion. So let's take happiness. The message of happiness is there is an event that I'm facing that is pleasing to me and that I want to engage with more. Happiness motivates us to stay involved. Love is another one, which is a so-called positive emotion because it feels good. Barbara Fredrickson did a whole lot of work on so-called positive emotions like happiness. And again, they motivate us to stay engaged. Those are the feel-good emotions. So if you're feeling happy, great. Engage in whatever you're being happy with.
All right. So Dr. Ed Dobb, he's literally the doctor of emotions from what I can tell. He's very well versed in this subject and he's advised a lot of people on how to deal with emotions. And, you know, emotions can be a bit of a roadblock for a lot of people. I think a lot of people instinctively ignore their emotions and I don't think that's the right route to go in. There were certain emotions that he was talking very heavily about. And one emotion was anger, because anger is one of the most misunderstood emotions out there. You know, anger is not an evil emotion, as he said. It's not the anger that's bad. It's the acting on the anger that's bad. A lot of times when you feel angry, that's a sign that you need to get out of the situation. And again, I can't tell you how many times I personally have incorporated this without even knowing it. There are a lot of times in life where I've been angry. But I have learned that if I feel angry, just leave the situation. And a lot of times that gives you time to sit back, think, and really collect your thoughts so you can act properly. And what I'm doing here is exactly what's said in this quote below. You have to understand what your feelings are, why you have them, and how to master them. I know I have anger, and I know a way that I can deal with anger is by leaving the situation and reflecting. And that allows me to master that emotion. And the same thing for sadness. You need to know when to mourn, when to acknowledge loss and grow past it. And if you don't acknowledge that loss, it's just going to continue staying there. And the only way to prevent emotions from taking advantage of you is to master your emotions, really understand why those emotions are there, and educate yourself on how to deal with them strategically. So again, Dr. Ed Dobb is really an expert. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs, funnily enough, deal with all kinds of emotions. It's a roller coaster of emotions. Because entrepreneurship has a way where it could be very, very all over the place. One day it's like this, other day it's like this, 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 this. And you got to understand how to sort of keep it together, kind of keep it keen. And there's some people that you know, just don't know how to do that. Now, I knew how to sort of deal with emotions and get through those roadblocks. But some people need to understand that, you know, you need to really understand how these emotions work. A lot of times people will think that I got it perfectly together. And the thing is, I do have it together, but I don't ignore my emotions. The reason why I'm so in control is because I actually learn how to talk or work with my emotions. Okay, my emotions are not some enemy that I bunch up inside of myself. It's something that I actively work with in order to continue moving forward in life. And that's the key. That's the key. And the big part is educating yourself too. I think one piece of advice I could give concerning this topic is whenever you feel a certain type of emotion, rather than getting upset at yourself or, you know, trying to keep that emotion down or something, really sit down and ask yourself, why am I having this emotion? What am I feeling? And when you ask yourself that, you're really going to know then why this emotion is happening. And when you know why something is happening, the truth will set you free. Then you're in control. Then you can work through your emotions and then lead to having, you know, a better outcome in the end. Good question.
If you have dreams or goals or something that you want to do, something worthwhile and helpful, then believe in yourself and don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your dreams just because you're afraid you may not be able to do it, or you're overwhelmed, think it's too hard, think you don't have the time. I would say believe in yourself. And there's, I know it's kind of cliche, but it's true. When there's a will, there's a way. If you have a strong reason for wanting to do something, you'll figure out how to do it.
When there's a will, there's a way. Yeah. So Steve Piriano was a health expert. He dealt with a lot of health issues, though, in the past. So he's quite the warrior indeed. And cancer, all kinds of things. And he began to write children's books concerning health. And his whole way of fighting himself out of sickness really shows that idea that when there's a will, there's a way. And you need to believe in yourself and do what you want to do. Your life will be good. So, yeah, you have to believe in yourself. And believing in yourself, I think, goes hand in hand with the idea that you need to know what you want and you need to know that you deserve it. So, again, it's just a different way of phrasing it. And also another thing is, if we can teach our children how to live and adapt healthier lifestyles, they will grow up into healthy adults and they will continue with those healthy habits. So right now he's educating kids. This is one of the few guys I know that actually writes kids' books. So this whole idea of writing kids' books is very fascinating to me because it's a whole different ballpark. When you're a person that wants to help people that are regular age, okay. Like middle age, so forth, teens, okay. But children, that really shows that you want to make a societal impact. And even if this guy writes children's books, I'll tell you right now, you should pick up one of those books too. Because, again, you know, even though we're adults now, cultivating healthy habits is the key to staying healthy. And if you can cultivate those healthy habits, it's going to be easy to stay healthy. And, you know, me personally, I care a lot about it. You know, I have, my whole life, I've basically been a person who liked to exercise. You know, when I was younger, I would exercise all the time, every day. Now I exercise every day too. You know, health has always been a big component in my life. And, you know, while it is important to focus on your goals as an entrepreneur and so forth. Health is a big component as well. So again, health is the key, because if you can get the health together, all the other pieces will also come together as well. And then you need to also, when you fall short and you can't reach your goal, it's okay. You know, and learning from failure and getting up is a big thing. You need to learn how to get up from failure. This whole notion of, oh, I should never fail. Oh, God. You know, too many people talk about never failing, never failing. Here is my perception, okay? If you've never truly failed, you've never truly won. That's the truth. All successful people deal with failure. I've dealt with too much failure, but that's the thing with me. It's not about winning the battle. It's about winning the war. I've lost many battles, but I've never lost a war. So my big goals, I've never lost. Small little goals, oh, yeah, yeah. Down the way, yeah, yeah. But what do? I pivot, and I pivot, and I pivot, and I pivot. And I just, even though I've lost a lot of small battles, I've won even more battles. So what does that mean now? That means I've won the entire war. All right? Getting this show off the ground, I'll tell you right now, I've lost lots of battles. But the goal of actually having a full-fledged Jimbo Paris show, a full-fledged TV channel now with collaborative partnerships focused on empowering people, now I'm actually leveraging the talent that I have in this business and other outside activities. Imagine that. The Jimbo Paris brand is now even bigger than just some small little podcast. It moved from a TV channel, and now we're doing broker working, and now we're helping to empower other businesses. Now I'm doing other things on the side, all following this model, empowering oneself to empower the community. All these different things. So again, I think in my eyes, I've won the war. And that's the key.
It takes two people to make a relationship work, and neither one is more important than the other. It's a partnership. It's a team. And that if the two of you are willing to work on your relationship, then it's absolutely doable. And to not lose hope, you know, we're in the practice of highly recommending marriage and avoiding divorce at all costs because it is very traumatic. So therefore, you know, that's our mission.
What I say is to couples, and what I would say is, don't feel like you are the only person or the only couple that is going through this. Mm-hmm. There are so many out there. It's really difficult to estimate. So I know that it's difficult. I understand that it can be embarrassing, but try and take the step, and I promise that you will not be disappointed.
Two excellent entrepreneurs talking about marriage, you know, and how I see it, this is just another power couple compared to the previous power couple, okay? And this is a big thing, okay? Because these two people here, they're very, very focused on using marriage as a tool to grow other people. And I think marriage is a very important component in empowerment, because when we empower couples, when we empower people getting married, we also empower future generations as well by helping the youth. And again, when it comes to relationships, don't ever underestimate these things, because we all need some sort of happiness in life. And even business is about relationships too. So imagine if you can also empower your own relationship with your business partners as well. That's a key. And it takes two people for a relationship to work. And understand that too, even when you're in business. If my relationship isn't good with the next person, how is it going to work out? How could I be interested in making a deal with this person if the other person isn't interested in making a deal with me as well. This is a big thing. And these people here are very respectable people because they've not only had a marriage life, but their marriage life has worked in tandem with the fact that they're entrepreneurs as well. Same thing with Kemiana Jones and Ann Jones. Both of them also made it work as well. So again, if these people can make a marriage and a business partnership work at the same time, you could just imagine how easily they're able to cling on to business partners as well. So again, these are some good people to take advice from. Great quote.
When it comes to the death of someone that you love, there is no such thing as moving on. It's a lie. It's a made-up concept created by people who are too uncomfortable with death and sadness and grief. But here's the thing. It's not their fault. They are only repeating what has become familiar to them throughout the years, what's been taught to them by society over and over again. You need to move on is a phrase born out of centuries of ignorance and fear, because grief feels a hell of a lot like fear.
You know, when we talk about fear, fear is the most negative emotion in the world, okay? Fear is more negative than sadness and anger, you know? And to say grief is something even close to fear just shows to you how terrible grief can be. This is why we need people like Kelly Lynn out here to help educate the masses and the public. And this idea of moving on, it is quite ignorant. Because again, how could you get rid of the past? The past is always going to be there. You don't move away from a bad experience. You move through it. You acknowledge that it happened. And you learn how to take that experience and build it into a more positive light. Again, Kelly is speaking some very strong truths here. And love never dies. Love is always there. Even through grief, love is always there. So understand that too. And if anyone here is going through grief, you have my blessing. Please keep moving forward, okay? There's always someone out there, and love will always be there too. Great quote. So just to finish this off, this was a great talk, great discussion. I'm happy to have shared a lot of these great interviews, these great talks that I had this month. This was another very special month. A lot of great guests covered. And again, I'm happy to always do this. So we'd like to give a special thanks to our sponsors, Six Figure University. We talked a little bit about them, but they're offering a six-figure income course for free online. And you could discover the secrets of owning a salon suite and with practically little to no investment. So again, offering a big opportunity, go check them out. Judy Ryan, CEO of LifeWork Systems, and she's also a collaborative partner of us. So if you own a big business and you want to make a good connection with her, reach out to us. We could help you get in touch. And essentially what they do is they help to improve your business culture, company culture. If you own a big business, you don't know what's happening, and you need some help, reach out to us, okay? We'll give you the connection. And another quick alert, new website, check us out. We are a full-fledged Roku channel now, so you can look at us on Roku TV. We're on demand now. You could watch us live on the website as well. So again, thank you. Thank you. This has really been a privilege. I am Jimbo Paris. This is the Jimbo Paris Show. Thank you again for watching us. Thank you for listening to the Jimbo Parish Show.